I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, October the 15th. Hoping to clean up this hour without using chemicals, which we will find out more about from Deirdre Imus, who is the author of the book Green This, Greening Your Cleaning. And yes, she is married to Don Imus, but we won't be talking about his career this hour. We will talk about her concern about the safety of all the chemicals that are in common household cleaning products and what she has learned about safer and cost-effective and effective alternatives. We'll also give you an opportunity to pick up a copy of her book on greening your cleaning for a pledge of $100 this hour to Wisconsin Public Radio. Joining me once again, Cheryl Gasser, our Assistant Director of Talk Programming, to talk more about that.
Good morning, Joy. The number to call to make a pledge at any level, 1-800-383-9772. But that's right, this hour for a pledge of $100 or more, Deirdre Imus's book, Green This, will be coming your way as our thank you gift to you if you like it. And might I suggest a pledge of $120 for the year? You'll get the book along with the member benefit card, entitling you to 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 Wisconsin restaurants, 2-for-1 admission to cultural attractions around the state, and new this fall, 2 nights for the price of 1 at over 40 bed and breakfasts in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. What is that worth to you? You can certainly pay for your pledge with a night stay, a dinner out, and a night on the town. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call.
Yeah, Cheryl, sad to report that we did not make our goal in the last hour, so we missed out on that challenge, sorry to say. But we did certainly want to thank everybody who called in and made a pledge during the hour. Your support is still critical and still very important that we have your contributions because, as you know, 31% of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget comes from listener support, from listeners like you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have called in a pledge, if you're an existing member to Wisconsin Public Radio, or if you're planning on calling in this hour, we have a goal this hour of $9,000, which is a big one, but you can do it. We can do it with your help. If you would like a copy of Green This, Greening Your Cleaning, that's yours for a $100 a year pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you care about your health, you care about the health of the earth, and you care about trying to cut down on your exposure to chemicals, this is a book that you're going to be interested in. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
From the laundry room to the bedroom and the bathroom, there are tips in this book on how to clean your home, to have a healthier home, alternatives for a healthier home. And again, yours for a pledge of $100 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org. Either way you pledge, it takes about 2 to 3 minutes. It's quick and easy. A volunteer will walk you through the process, ask you your name, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay for it. You can put it on a credit card right now. We could send you a bill in the mail, and more of you are choosing to set up electronic funds transfer, giving us permission to, with your bank, take a set amount of money out of your account each month. And that is something that is certainly convenient. A lot of us are doing that these days. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call.
We have pledge drives like this a few times a year to reach out to you and especially to newer listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio because Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio. We count on you for the most a big part of the Wisconsin Public Radio budget. Your contribution helps pay for the program that you're listening to right now. It helps pay for the news. It helps pay for the toll-free telephone line. We wouldn't be Wisconsin Public Radio without your support. So we ask you to decide how much you can afford to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe that's based on how much you listen. If you are a regular listener, if you listen a lot, maybe that pledge should be a lot. If you are a brand new listener and you're not sure, maybe it doesn't have to be that much. 1-800-383-9772. It is completely up to you. But if you'd like a copy of our guest's book, Green This, to find out more about how to alternatives to cleaning products that have toxic chemicals in them, a copy of the book Green This, yours for a pledge of $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour.
1-800-383-9772. Our goal this hour, $9,000. We can make it with your call, with your web pledge. Because Wisconsin Public Radio is one of your passions, because the environment and a healthy home are also passions of yours, make the pledge now again for $100 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. Deirdre Imus's book, Green This, will be our thank you gift to you. If you like it, pledge at the $120 level, and we will also throw in the member benefit card. Good for 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants, 2-for-1 admission at cultural events, and 2 nights for the price of 1 at many bed and breakfasts around the state, also in Illinois and Minnesota. 1-800-383-9772.
You know, Cheryl, I wasn't kidding when I said earlier that I spent a good deal of yesterday cleaning my house and cleaning the refrigerator. That's a really fun job, isn't it? And I really was in a quandary because it was raining out and I just wanted to get these chores done. And I had just finished reading Deirdre's book. And here I was with my Mr. Clean and thinking, do I really want to be using this, or should I be using an alternative? You might think about that too. Maybe you already do think about that. Maybe you already are looking for alternatives to the chemical-laden household cleaning products that so many of us have underneath the sink. Well, you'll find out more about it as we talk to Deirdre Imus, and you can read more about it in Green This. 1-800-383-9772. Call that number. Make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio of $100 or more, and we will be happy to send you a copy of her book. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We have raised $760 so far toward that $9,000 goal.
And the book goes beyond. It certainly has wonderful ideas on how to do your laundry, how to clean your refrigerator and your stove with fewer chemicals. But it also talks about the benefits, the pros and cons of humidifiers, dehumidifiers, how to improve your indoor air quality by adding more houseplants. Now, I can't keep houseplants alive for very long, but certainly just gives you a lot of different things to think about to make your home healthier and to improve the state of the environment, because that is important to you. Make a pledge now at any level, but pledge at the $100 a year level or more, and we will be happy to send you Green This, Deirdre Imus's book, again, for a pledge of $100 a year or more. Our goal this hour, $9,000. We are at $760. That's off to a great start. But we want to hear from you now. Don't wait. Don't put it off any longer. WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Cheryl, thank you very much. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the hour. And let me welcome our guest now. And we will talk about how we can green our cleaning. And we also want to invite you to call in during this hour. I'll give you a different number if you have a question for Deirdre Imus, or if you want to talk about how you have tried to green your cleaning. The call-in number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We want to thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we hope you will continue calling in your pledges throughout the hour as we work toward that goal. But let me welcome in Deirdre Imus, the founder and president of the Deirdre Imus Environmental Center of Pediatric Oncology, part of the Hackensack University Medical Center in New Jersey. She is also co-founder and co-director of the Imus Cattle Ranch for Kids with Cancer and the author of the new book, Green This, Greening Your Cleaning. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks a lot for being with us, and thanks for helping us, off to a popular start here for a popular topic. We've raised $1,000 so far toward our $9,000 goal. As I mentioned earlier, you are married to Don Imus. We are not going to talk about his career this hour. We're going to talk about your concern over the chemicals that we have in our cleaning products. How did you get involved in this issue?
Well, this is one of many issues in all of our lives that we have to address to live a healthier, non-toxic lives. But it started with children's health. The reason why I wrote this book, Greening Your Cleaning, and I'm writing four other books, five volumes with Simon & Schuster over the next couple of years, is to educate the public on all the everyday products that we all use and what they're causing. Many of these cleaning products, I found out, going back to 1998 when we started the Ranch for Kids with Cancer, that have been linked to a lot of the chemicals that you find in all of our cleaning products that most people have are carcinogenic. There's neurotoxins, there's hormone disruptors, there's chemicals that trigger asthma attacks. So when I found out all this information, we decided to start a green hospitals, and we started with Hackensack University Medical Center. And I thought it was a great example, because if you can use only non-toxic cleaning products in a hospital, and hospitals are heavily scrutinized because of infectious disease, so of course the efficacy had to be there. We had to prove that these non-toxic products worked as well, if not better, than all those leading brands that everybody used, and we proved that back in 2001.
How did you prove that?
Well, by infectious disease and allergy and asthma department testing and third-party testing certification of these non-toxic products, mm-hmm. and they were totally approved. And to their surprise, the hospital said that in many cases, a lot of the products that we implemented worked better than the existing products that they had been using.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had such positive feedback and success in implementing at Hackensack, which is the fourth largest hospital in the country, so it was no small task. So it really was a great example. And when we started talking about the reasons, how they, all of these, you know, chlorine bleach and ammonia and the butyl cellulose and all of these common chemicals that are under our most people's kitchen sinks even, are totally linked to breathing problems and asthma and skin irritations and headaches and fatigue and nausea. And it's the main reason for children under the age of five that rush to the emergency room for poisoning is from cleaning products, something as simple as cleaning products. So we established the whole Greening the Cleaning program, where we go into institutions and facilities and schools, and we've implemented in over 300 facilities, most of them hospitals and schools across the country, and mostly in the tri-state area here where we started, and then, of course, branched out into a retail line. And I just want to mention, because I know you're on public radio too, and all of this is by donations, but this is all not-for-profit. The Environmental Center that I run is a 501c3, mm-hmm. and the Greening the Cleaning program, 100% of all those profits from selling the Greening the Cleaning program to other institutions, 100% of those profits go back into the Environmental Center for Children's Health and the Environment. And it became so popular that we did a retail line, and 100% of those profits go to the Imus Cattle Ranch for Kids with Cancer.
Right. And so, you also, in the book, not only mention your own line, but other earth-friendly or ecologically friendly lines of cleaning products.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Again, mm-hmm. I want to, you know, you hear a lot of people say, oh, this is toxic, don't use this, don't use that. And a lot of times what it does is it stresses people out and it paralyzes them, and they don't end up doing anything, because ultimately we don't give people a direction. Okay, if you're telling me this is toxic, what should I use? How should I use it? What should I do? So in my book, I feel like I've really laid it out as simple as possible and realistic, where I give you in the back of the book a list of different, not just my product lines, of mm-hmm. course, but there are five or six other major companies across the country where you can go into your grocery stores and buy non-toxic green products. And number one, you want to do that for the safety and the health of your family and your children, but also for the environment. For every bottle of chlorine bleach or ammonia, or I heard you say you use Mr. Clean, all those popular brands, you know, they eventually end up in our water system. And in our water system, you're bathing in that water, you're drinking that water, we're growing our fruits and vegetables in that water. So That's another reason to not be exposed. And at this point, you don't have to be exposed to those because there are so many great companies. But to really understand what is green and what products should I use, I make it simple.
Yeah.
When you go to the grocery store, only buy green products or any products that say we disclose or we list all of our ingredients. And then you can read those ingredients and understand those ingredients. That makes it very simple for people to navigate through the grocery stores because there's so many brands out there, and
right.
people will say I'm natural or, you know, lemon scented or, you know, I'm a green product now. People are, you know, trying to cash in on the green movement even. So people are confused on what is truly healthy and not healthy.
Yeah.
And I would say that's the best way to first start is look. And if they don't say we disclose all our ingredients, then I would say don't buy that product.
Plus, we will talk about some of some common items you might have in another kitchen cupboard, like vinegar, that you can use instead of some of these cleaning products in just a moment. And we will welcome your questions for or your experiences with green cleaning. Deirdre Imus is our guest. She is the author of Green This, Greening Your Cleaning, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, if you'd like to join in. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along and happy to have your support this hour during this Monday morning of our fall pledge drive. Happy to report that we have exceeded $1,800 so far toward that $9,000 goal this hour. And we continue to take your pledges at 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. A pledge of $100 a year or more, and we will send you a copy of Deirdre Imus's book, Green This, Greening Your Cleaning. All sorts of information in here about toxic chemicals that are in many common household cleaning products and cleaner, greener alternatives that you should consider instead. So, green your cleaning and help out Wisconsin Public Radio at the same time. 1-800-383-9772 to make your pledge. I should explain, Deirdre Imus, that I am not only use Mr. Clean, I'm married to Mr. Clean. My husband is a much, much better housekeeper than I am. And I think he uses the products that, and even the new ones, but products that his mom used to use. That's what a lot of us do, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we go on autopilot. I mean, I have to agree, when I went off to college even, and I had to start doing my, you know, you're living in an apartment for the first time, and you're doing your laundry and buying all your supplies. And what I would do is just go down the aisle and my mom had that in the house, mm-hmm. and I would just grab without thinking. So, but now that we have this information and we know that all of these chemicals that are used in all these, really these famous brands that are making billions of dollars on us being sick, we now have to make sure that the public's educated so they don't use those products because it's not necessary. And there are several companies out there that are making products with integrity that are not making us sick. So.
I know we have a lot of products that contain bleach or some sort of like Clorox wipes or any other, you know, things like that.
Right.
That's really bad news.
Yes, it is. Chlorine bleach is not good. And in fact, I go chemical by chemical in the book to try to explain why. And something like chlorine bleach, first of all, it's a low-lying gas. So if you have small children or a toddler crawling around the floor and you have, say, an automatic dishwashing liquid that you've put in the dishwasher, and you know that those vapors and the steam that comes out,
right.
Well, and those traditional brands that are real toxic, they're mixing ammonia and chlorine bleach a lot of times, or chlorine bleach with other chemicals, and it becomes such a strong chemical cocktail mix that in the chlorine bleach is low-lying. So if you're mopping and wiping your floors off with chlorine bleach, and like a lot of people do, that gas is low-lying at the level of where a child or a toddler is, where their mouth is. At that level, because it hangs low in the air, down toward the the floor. So they're getting even a much heavier exposure than an adult would while they're cleaning.
So vinegar is an alternative to chlorine bleach?
Vinegar is an excellent, white distilled vinegar is an excellent alternative to chlorine bleach. Also, cleaning products with essential oils, because a lot of the essential oils are natural antibacterial and natural antimicrobial, and clean all the bad bacteria off surfaces while keeping the good bacteria, which unfortunately a lot of those Purells and those hand sanitizers and a lot of these products with the bleach in it that they say because they want to kill bacteria, they wipe all the good bacteria along with it, and that's not good. It's very similar to what's happened with the overuse of antibiotics, where it wipes out a lot of your good flora and bacteria in the body, and therefore we have created these superbugs. So in the home, you really just need to buy 5 core green clean products, and then we have a lot of ingredients in the home that we can already use, like white distilled vinegar, lemon juice, table salt, hydrogen peroxide, essential oils, and even ketchup. Very, very simple, and they all work, and they're affordable. That's another thing. You end up saving money when you get rid of all these products that you really don't even need anyway.
So what am I going to use ketchup to clean?
Well, ketchup is great, and it's fun. If you have any copper, like a copper sink or copper pots or copper cookware, a little ketchup and on a cloth, on a copper pot, you'll shine it right up. You'll get all, instead of buying all those toxic metal cleaners and polishes and that are really more toxic. They have a lot of petroleum derivatives in them and a lot of volatile organic compounds that they're made out of. That's totally unnecessary. Plus, you're spending a lot more money for that. You can also take lemon juice and table salt. And again, on a cloth, just wet it a little with the lemon juice and the table salt and rub your copper pots completely clean, and they just sparkle. In fact, we have this big copper sink at the ranch even, and that's all we use is lemon juice and table salt. Or sometimes I'll alternate with ketchup and a cloth, and it's amazing how you can clean that. Distilled white vinegar, you can alternate that washing wood floors, laminated floors through your house, bathtubs, toilet bowls. Instead of using those acid, highly toxic toilet bowl cleaners that are also expensive, you can just pour in some white distilled vinegar and use your toilet brush and clean your toilets and clean your sinks with distilled vinegar and baking soda. So they're really simple things. I'm not asking anyone to be a chemist here or start making their own products, because that becomes unrealistic too. But those are a lot of things that we already have in the home that you can just readily ready to use, and you just have to use them with a cloth. Yeah. And then the 5 core products that I tell people that they really need to have in their home with those ingredients that they already have that I just named are just a really good green all-purpose cleaner, a green non-toxic glass window cleaner, a hand dishwashing liquid, and a laundry liquid, and if you have an automatic dishwasher, then a dishwashing detergent. And that's all we all need to clean our entire home.
Yeah. Let me get some callers in. Judy in Reedstown is with us. Hi, Judy. You're on the air.
Thank you. I have a specific question, and it comes from the fact that we had terrible flooding in southwestern Wisconsin in August. Some of us are still chasing the mold and mildew around the house, depending on how hard we got hit. Can you give any advice on how to clean up everything, objects, floors, everything, after a flood? And also, is there a sequence of cleaning agents to use which kills mold and mildew and prevents their spread through the house? I think my stuff is creeping up.
Mm. Yes, I'm sorry that happened. And flooding in a home is probably one of the worst things. A couple things that you could do. Obviously, first, you've got to air out and cross-ventilate with windows open to dry as much as possible. But once that happens, a lot of times in carpeting, in draperies, what you can't get rid of, or some of it you probably need to pull up, but again, depending on how expensive all that is, there are a few things you can do with draperies, with the essential oils are excellent to diffuse and to put in little spray bottles. And there's Dr. Young's Essential Oils is one company that I use, and there's a specific name called Melrose. It's a blend. And Purification is another one. And I spray our draperies. You can spray carpeting with these essential oil blends, and it will kill a lot of fungus and mold in the home. You obviously have to get a, I would get a professional to come in to identify exactly what, because you've had flooding like that at such a level, to find out where those areas are and identify them. But also, even with carpeting, baking soda, you can sprinkle all over carpeting and leave it on there for a couple of hours and then vacuum it up. And I'm talking about when a rug is already dry, because it will eat up naturally a lot of those odors, musty smells, bacteria in a natural way without using those heavy chemical shampoo professional cleanings that people come in, you know, professional rug cleaners and use. That those tend to be very, very toxic. So those are some things that you can do, but it, in my book I list the various essential oils and the websites that you can go to access to start to clean your home up from the mildew and any kind of fungus.
Thank you very much, Judy, and good luck. And those essential oils certainly would leave a very nice smell, obviously. I was just amazed at the store the other day, all the products that are on the shelves to deodorize the home. I mean, everything from things you plug into the wall to the sprays to the, you know, to the sticks to the, I mean, we really want our houses to smell good, and they must be making a lot of money on these fragrances.
They are, and unfortunately, they're all toxic. Those ones you're talking about, the, you know, the different sprays and the plug-ins and the sticks, and you know, they advertise that it has a lavender aroma or lemon aroma or all these beautiful smells, but they're synthetic chemicals, and a lot of those synthetic chemicals are petroleum derived and are highly toxic. They contain formaldehyde and a lot of them with benzene and all and alcohol, all these other chemicals that are totally unnecessary. And in my book I show you, first of all, a lot of times with those products and people buy all those, they're masking other smells that they should be addressing. And so if your home, if you're using non-toxic cleaning products, if your home, if you're using non-toxic paints, and your carpets are not off-gassing petroleum distillates, which unfortunately a lot of wall-to-wall carpeting is, which I don't recommend, by the way. If someone can rip out their wall-to-wall carpeting and put just area rugs, it's always healthier. You know, it's amazing, even when we implement in hospitals, where we've greened the cleaning, they can't, you know, that hospital smell we all identify? Well, that becomes a neutral smell, where when you go through the hospitals that we've greened the cleaning, people say, I don't get it. You don't have that hospital smell. Part of that is created by all the chemicals. And so it's a vicious cycle where you're constantly spraying to mask another smell, but what you're doing is mixing a chemical with a chemical, creating another bad smell several hours later, on top of the unfortunate health problems that occur when we have. And the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, had done some studies, and when you use all these products indoors, the reason why they become more dangerous and more toxic indoors is because they don't have that ability to be dispersed. As if, say, we sprayed and used all that stuff outdoors, it's open air. It has the ability to be dispersed. But when you're in a home or in a building, they start to mix like a cocktail. And frankly, we don't even have the science that is done. You know, it could be a lot worse than what we think when you have, you know, chlorine bleach and ammonia and formaldehyde and benzene and toluene and all these common chemicals and all these products mixing. We don't really even know what that means. Mm-hmm. I know it's not good. So that's another problem. So I go back into the book and show you how to make simple sprays in your bathroom with essential oils and distilled water. I mean, it's as simple as that. And avoid all those other fragrances.
Let's take another call for Deirdre Imus, author of Green This, and Jessica in Valders is with us next. Hi, Jessica, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm calling to see if she has any ideas for iron stain. We have very heavy iron in the water over here, and I have found that this product called Barkeeper's Friend, a powder, helps with that, but I'm looking for something better. I'm looking for something in the vinegar line, but I have tried vinegar and salt, and that hasn't done it.
Any
you
ideas?
Mean for to get stains out of something?
Yes, to get the stains out of the toilet and sinks and bathtubs.
Specifically,
and so on.
The iron
it's
stain,
the iron
from,
stain
when you have iron.
Which is orange.
Mm. Oh wow! Mm. Have you mixed the baking soda with the lemon juice and then the vinegar?
I have tried, and I haven't mixed vinegar, lemon juice, and baking soda.
Yeah, you can make like a paste sometimes, and
well,
then put it in
I've
there.
I've done baking soda and vinegar.
because baking soda and lemon, I even recommend that for people that, you know, sometimes around the sink where you have the caulking, like it gets black, and
right,
even in
right,
the
yeah,
tubs
right,
and in the right, tile in the showers, I found if you make a paste with baking soda and lemon juice,
well,
and leave it on those areas. Also, there's some non-toxic lines out there, and I mentioned the lines in my book that carry like an oxygen bleach, which it's not a, it's a non-chlorine bleach. And a lot of times you can make a paste with that, like BioClean. That company, BioClean, has a good product, oxygen bleach, if you need something more powerful that also you can try. That might take those iron stains out as well.
Thank you very much, Jessica, for the call, and good luck with those suggestions. Mary in Madison is with us now. Hi, Mary.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, I've been trying to go green, but I still have some things under my sink, of course, that are the toxic chemicals that I've been cleaning with. How do I dispose of those properly so I'm not just dumping them into a landfill or into the water supply?
Oh, that's a great question. In my book, I do go through, but you have to go to your local municipal location. There's usually a number in your town where you live that you can call, and they'll tell you what days or where to drop it off or where they will pick it up.
There's often a hazardous waste recycling
exactly,
day. Yeah.
And it depends on where you live, what state, what county, but it's usually that municipal county that you're in. So there's a direct number there, and I do give a national number that will hook you up wherever you live in my book, but that's the best way to handle that.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. You can call, I'm pretty sure, the City of Madison's recycling or sanitary waste department can give you the dates of those types of things. Patricia in Wauwatosa is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. You had mentioned hydrogen peroxide, and I wondered how you use that.
I use it to brush my teeth, too, with baking soda. Yeah, it's funny. A lot of these things you can use for so many reasons. But as far as cleaning, hydrogen peroxide's great, again, in very small diluted amounts, but to remove sometimes heavily soiled whites, say your linens or table napkins, white napkins, things like that. You have to be careful, obviously, with color, but with any kind of, you know, vibrant colors if you have towels or sheets that color, but really with whites it works great. If there's a yellowing on a sheet or some kind of stain that you found other products aren't getting it out, then I just will soak it in a sink or in a little bucket, some water diluted with a little hydrogen peroxide, and it really takes a stain out. Or you can take a cotton swab, a Q-tip even, and dip it in hydrogen peroxide and just gently dab that area that you need to get that stain out or that yellowing on something white or a blouse or sometimes under the arms from perspiration without ruining the fabric. Because obviously if you use too much hydrogen peroxide, it's like chlorine bleach. What chlorine bleach does, it will eat away at the fabric. So a little goes a long way.
Okay, and then I had another question about borax. Is borax safe?
You know, I have had people ask. I don't recommend it in my book. It's quite abrasive. I don't consider it. There's different levels of green. I wouldn't consider it at the top green, tier one green product. I would say it's more like a tier two or three green product. But it would definitely be far better than using a lot of those toxic famous brands out there.
Right, but you don't have it in the regular cleaning part, but there is a part I noticed, like if you want to try to get rid of like pests in the house, like cockroaches or something, that there was a recipe of sorts using borax that might help get rid of pests.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I do touch upon that with, because as well as cleaning products, the other major exposure in the home is from pest control. People, you know, having an exterminator come in for pest control. And I try to give you some examples, and I know that we've used, but through integrative pest management, and sometimes depending on how severe or how, if there's an infestation, sometimes, I mentioned how borax can be helpful, used sparingly. And of course, then you have to be careful that you put it in an area that you don't have a small child or a pet, you know, a cat or a dog,
right,
that would have access to that. And there's actually, speaking of that, there's lots of different remedies, something as simple like ants, to repel ants and get, if someone has ant problems, coffee grinds. Coffee grinds are excellent. Neem oil is another thing to spray. It's an oil from a tree in India that we use, and it's an excellent non-toxic remedy also for pest mm-hmm. control. So
let me try to get another call or two in before we let you go. Gail and DePere. Hi, Gail.
Hi. You were talking before about using vinegar, which I use in my home to clean my hardwood floors and my limestone in my bathroom. But I also do landscaping for a living, and I use vinegar as a herbicide because it'll take out most anything. But I don't know if you're familiar with a product called horticultural vinegar, which is a much stronger version of the vinegar that, you know, we can buy in the supermarket. And I'm just wondering, for people that maybe have, you know, tough stains they want to remove, you know, if that's a product that they might want to try in addition, instead of using the regular vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that, dear?
The horticultural vinegar? Mm-hmm. I have not. I have mm-hmm. to look into it, though. But the distilled white vinegar, I'd have to know why that works better. Do they mix that with something? And I'd have to see if that were truly green, too, like the distilled white vinegar. But a lot of that for landscaping and outdoors, I mean, our cattle ranch we have for kids with cancer, we're on 4,000 acres with horses and cattle, and we don't use any pesticides at all. And we are able to, even with our garden, use mostly biodynamic and organic farming and, a non-toxic all-purpose cleaner. We need the neem oil sometimes. And then a balance of nature, more than anything, takes care of infestation of bugs.
Yeah. Thank you, Gail. One more, Nancy in Fitchburg. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, I had a question. I use all green cleaning products at home, and I have for years, but I now own a small food business, and I was really interested because you said you instituted the green cleaning in a hospital, and in a food business, you have to wash the dishes in soapy water, where I use a green detergent, rinse them in warm water, and then you have to dip them in a sanitizing rinse, and the public health department here in Wisconsin said it needs to be chlorine bleach. I do use the test strips, so I use as little bleach as possible, and actually a gallon lasted me a whole year. It really does only take one capful for a whole sink of water. But I wondered if there's any green alternative where I could completely get rid of chlorine bleach and satisfy the health department.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Our whole institutional greening, the cleaning line, we have a sanitizer for the kitchen for institutional. So you can always just go to my website even. I don't know, Joy, can I give
sure.
that?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's dienviro.com. dienviro.com. And our institutional line, that's what we do. We've implemented in hospitals, schools, airports, any kind of public facility, and we have excellent products for the kitchen just for that reason. So,
yeah. Well, we have lots more people who want to talk to you, but we're out of time. Deirdre Ima, sounds like you've got a winner here. A lot of people wanting to green their cleaning. This is catching on, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Since 2001, when we started this, when I would talk about it, not many people are familiar in it, and sometimes I felt like I was speaking a foreign language to people. And now it's amazing. A lot of people, as soon as they hear the information, it does make sense. And really, this is common sense. Where we need to go back to, not just cleaning products, but really address everything, the safety of what we're doing, and really get away from using all those toxic chemicals.
Well, I'll be working on Mr. Clean, so thanks very much for being with
Thank
us.
Thank you, Joy.
Deirdre Imus is author of Green This, Greening Your Cleaning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Cheryl Gasser, as we thank all of you who have called in so far with a pledge of support this hour, this entire drive for that matter. But Cheryl, this hour, more than $3,700 raised toward that $9,000 goal.
Thank you so much. If you called in a contribution this hour, would love to hear from you. If you haven't, 800-383-9772, that's the number, or pledge online at WPR.org. And any pledge of $100 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio will get you the book, Green This, by Deirdre Imus. It has simple and efficient cleaning methods for every room of the house, from the laundry room to the bathroom to the bedroom to the kitchen. We all need to clean the home, and she has some tips for you to do it in a more environmentally friendly way. What is programming like this worth to you? $100 or more will get you the book. We know you pledge, though, for the programming, for everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, and we want to make that goal. You can make that goal with your call, your pledge of support, $9,000 for the hour and about 12 more minutes to do it in.
Well, you heard her talk about how it's her sincere belief and the belief of many others in the medical and scientific communities that the toxic chemicals or chemicals that are in cleaning products certainly can aggravate childhood disease conditions like asthma and allergies and other things. And it makes sense that to limit our exposure. There's no, as she is putting it, there's no need to use some of these products when there are so many very simple and non-toxic ways to take care of various cleaning issues, using baking soda or hydrogen peroxide or vinegar instead of bleach or ammonia or other very caustic chemicals. You appreciate this kind of information. You certainly were interested in this hour in terms of your phone calls calling in to participate in the program. Now how about calling in a pledge to let us know that this kind of programming is valuable to you, you're willing to help pay for it, and you would like to pick up a copy of Greening Your Cleaning. Yours for a pledge of $100 a year or more during this hour. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online at WPR.org.
Because you care about the environment and the world around you, and because Wisconsin Public Radio and Joy Show in particular covers those topics from a variety of perspectives, call in now and make a pledge of support. 800-383-9772. Or if you prefer, pledge online. We'd love to hear from you there at WPR.org. Again, thank you so much if you are already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe, though, it's time to renew your membership. And if that's the case, we would love to hear from you during this hour. I've heard from 27 people so far, Joy, this hour, 8 new members. Wonderful to hear from so many new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether you're new or renewing, make the call now, 800-383-9772.
This is a nice resource book. It's a small paperback edition book, but it tells you all sorts of alternatives for just about every room in the house, from the bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen to the living area, some of the common cleaning problems you might have, things you might need to do, and what you might use instead of Mr. Clean, as I was chastised for using during this hour. Certainly, we've all heard of the trick of using vinegar on our windows instead of window cleaning, but you can use vinegar for a lot of things. I learned by reading her book and by talking with her. Vinegar can be used on your hardwood floors. It can be used in the laundry. It can be used in many different ways. You'll find out all sorts of other alternatives that you can use in the book, Green This, Greening Your Cleaning, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org.
And if you want the book as well as the member benefit card, you can pledge $120 or more for the year. The member benefit card giving you 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants, 2-for-1 admission to cultural attractions, and new this fall, 2 nights for the price of 1 at 44 bed and breakfasts around Wisconsin, in Minnesota, and Illinois as well, and Deirdre Imus's book, Green This, as well as the wonderful programming you hear 24 hours a day on Wisconsin Public Radio. We have reached the halfway point towards that $9,000 goal, but we need to hear from you, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Now, she's got a lot of information in here, too, about essential oils. She does use essential oils, some of them in the cleaning process, but some of them also, she mentioned putting them into a little spray bottle where you can spray draperies or other things, and it helps with mildew and other things, but also, hey, it smells good, and you can choose different essential oils to use to help in your cleaning and the smell of your home. She talks about how we think that, I think it's because it's what we grew up with. We think clean is the smell of chlorine bleach or the smell of Pine Sol, when really what we're smelling there, are chemicals, and it's really not that pleasant when you think of it that way. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge any amount to help Wisconsin Public Radio pay the bills. Pledge $100 a year or more if you would like the book, Green This. Pledge $10 a month or more if you'd like the book and the member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772.
You have helped us to raise $5,000 on our way toward that goal of $9,000 for the hour. $9,000, the amount we want to raise to stay on track to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong. The book, Green This, yours for a pledge of $100 a year or more, also includes a resource list of widely available green cleaning products.
That's right.
Places to get them online and in real stores. Yours for a pledge of $100 a year or more to 1-800-383-9772.
And she doesn't expect you to have a chemistry degree. She's done a lot of the research for you in this book, but also a list of the different chemicals that are in common household products now and what they are suspected of doing, the harm that they can cause, and how she says you should buy products that list all of their ingredients or actually advertise or label that we list all of our ingredients, because some companies do not do that, and they claim to be green, and they are not. Find out more about greening your cleaning with a pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl, I think it makes sense to just make it $10 a month. The $120 pledge will get you both the book and the member benefit card. You can also pledge online, by the way, WPR.org, and that's a green thing to do in that it saves paper.
Good point. Yeah. Saves paper. It's quick, it's easy, safe, and secure, and your money goes to work for you right away if you pledge with a payment of a credit card. 1-800-383-9772. Andrea, we're talking about, you know, where to buy some of these green products that are already made for you. Those, I've used those, and they're great, but they're so expensive. And doing it yourself, if you've got the ingredients, the vinegar, the baking soda, it can be so much more affordable and save you money. And think of all the things you've heard on Wisconsin Public Radio that have saved you money.
That's right.
Whether it's on your show, Joy, or with Larry Mueller, some computer advice that maybe saved you a trip to the computer repair guy, or maybe something with Kevin McKinley's On Your Money on the weekend. We bring you such a variety of programming, and a lot of it really does have an impact on your life, on the environment, on your wallet. What is that worth to you? Put a price on it. Make up your mind to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour and go to the phone to make that pledge. 800-383-9772.
Here's another one my family is guilty of. Those little dryer softener sheets, those things that you throw into.
What's wrong with those?
They're full of chemicals, Cheryl. I know.
No.
Everything I use. Instead, it says, vinegar is also the best natural fabric softener there is, though she does caution to not really pour it in there unless you put some essential oil, because you don't want to necessarily have everything smelling all like vinegar. But also 1/2 to 3/4 of a cup of baking soda will leave clothes soft and smelling clean and fresh. So you can also use essential oil. So skip the dryer sheets and use a vinegar or baking soda along with some essential oils, and you'll do the trick and not be adding chemicals to your environment. 1-800-383-9772 to learn more about greening your cleaning and to help Wisconsin Public Radio pay the bills. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported. We count on contributions from listeners like you to pay for this programming, and you can help pay for it with a pledge of $100 or $120 or $500, whatever you decide, $100 or more, and we will send you Green This, Greening Your Cleaning by Deirdre Imus. 1-800-383-9772.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a worthy cause. You count on us for news and information, entertainment and enlightenment, tips on how to live a better life, like no dryer sheets. Who knew? Make a pledge in support of all that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much to the 46 members of Wisconsin Public Radio who have pledged nearly $6,200 this hour. We still, though, have $2,800 to raise to reach our $9,000 goal. We can do it. You can do it with your pledge of support online at WPR.org or with a phone call, to 1-800-383-9772.
You know, Cheryl, my bathroom sink has been clogged for, you know, on and off. And guess what I've been using to try to unclog my bathroom sink?
Drano?
Yeah, and guess what you shouldn't probably use if you care about toxic chemicals. And anyway, one of the things that will help you clean a clogged drain, the secret is in Green This, and it involves vinegar. What else? 1-800-383-9772 to pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Only a couple of minutes left to pick up a copy of the book, Green This, Greening Your Cleaning. Yours for a pledge of $100 a year or more. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Nearly every week, Joy covers an important environmental issue, whether it's climate change or the debate over bottled water. She brings you guests with different points of view and things that you learn something new every hour, every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. What is that worth to you? You care about the environment and the health of the planet. The health of Wisconsin Public Radio is also important to you. Make a pledge to help it go strong. 800-383-9772.
Cheryl, we have less than a minute to go. I'm going to encourage you to continue to call through the news if you need to, especially if you're interested in this book on cleaning, greening your cleaning. Call in within the next few minutes. We are just about, well, we are still $1,500 shy of the $9,000 goal. But with your call and your call, we can do it with your help. 1-800-383-9772, a $9,000 goal. We are at $7,500 now. Keep calling through the news. Your pledges are very important. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Thanks, Cheryl. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.